Hello.
Hey, am I speaking with Myron?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Myron, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Oh, from Penguin Books?
Yep, Penguin Book Writers.
All right, go ahead.
So recently you signed up for the writing and printing package from us, so I just wanted to get on board with you and let you know that I am one of the account managers over here who's going to be looking after your
Right.
project. So is it a good time to talk to you right now?
Yes, go ahead.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I just wanted to understand a bit about your book, of what the book is about, so that, well, I am on board. I am aware about your book as well. So could you give me a brief idea of what the book is about and what's the journey behind this?
Well, the book is really about an 18-year-old senior in high school. Who had to live with his grandfather because his father died in Iraq. And it's all about the boy growing up and learning what happened with his grandfather in Vietnam, his father, and trying to make do in the world today.
Oh, all right. Thank you for all the details. And is this based on a real story?
Some of it is, most of it is not.
Okay.
I was in Vietnam during part of the period, so some of it comes from my experiences there. But
Oh.
the bulk of the story is not really about that. This is not my father. It's not me that I'm talking about. But some of the experiences were from what I experienced in Vietnam.
Oh, all right, all right. I got your point. And what was the basically the inspiration behind this whole story and the whole book?
Well, it took me a long time to write it. It was just that I really wanted to write something, and I started it a number of years ago. And over the last couple of years, being retired, I finished the book.
Oh, I got this. Thank you so very much for all the details. And what would be the current status of the book? Is it like completed?
It is completed, but I've gotten some things from the publishing company, your publishing company, that I've got to make some changes and all that. They liked it. They seem to have liked it. So we're moving on.
Oh, that's awesome.
I
Awesome. We're
have
gonna
signed the
take care of it.
papers and I'm sorry?
Awesome. We're gonna take forward from here and make sure that whatever you plan next, we're gonna take care of that for you.
Okay, I'm having trouble understanding you. My hearing is not great.
So we are
Thanks for
going to
being
be
honest.
moving forward. We are going to be moving
Right.
forward, and we will take care of the concern from our end and make sure that whatever you have plans in mind, we will take care of that for you.
Okay, I was told I would get something in addition to what I get. Somebody read the book over the last 24 hours or 36 hours and made a whole series of comments, liking, disliking, and so on. But I got the indication that somewhere along the way I'll be getting more information and have to make some changes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So how this is going to work is that let me walk you through from here and how we are going to be moving forward. Right now, I would want you to check your email first so that I can walk you step by step. Can you check your email right now so that we can walk through from there?
Yeah, give me a second.
Sure. Basically, we have our own portal which we use to communicate with the clients. So you would just need to sign up over there, and that's how we're going to be communicating with each other and sharing the files with you. So once you're in your email, I can walk you through from there.
My email is open. I'm at my computer right now.
Awesome. So do you see any email from Steve Wilson?
From who?
From Steve
Steve?
Wilson. Yep.
No, I don't. I just got emails from Ryan, and I spoke to some other woman today.
Oh, can you check your junk or spam folder, as at times the new email might go over there as well?
Well, I just deleted anything that was there, but there was nothing there significant.
Okay, let me check on that. Just give me one brief moment. Let me check with my team if the
sure.
email is sent.
Right.
And at the email address would be mblinder42@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, just give me one brief minute. I'm checking with my team regarding the email. Just allow me a minute.
All right.
Thank you for staying on the line. Do you see the email now? I just have it sent from my end. Can you just refresh once?
No, I do not. I don't see anything.
Can you just refresh it once and see the junk and spam folder as well?
I will do that. Hold on.
Sure.
No, it's not in spam.
All right. I'm just going to repeat the email phonetically so that there's no mistake. It's going to be M as in Myron, B as a boy, L as in Linda, I as in India, and
No. It's M Binder, B-I-N-D-E-R.
Okay, I got that. That's what I was thinking. Okay, I got that.
Yeah.
Just give me one brief second. I'll have it corrected on my end, all right?
Okay, I got something now from Creative Design.
Awesome. That would be the email. Can you just click on that particular email? There's going to be an option which says to get started. Do you see that?
Hold on.
Sure.
Say that again.
It will have an option which says get started.
That which I clicked on it.
Yep. Once you click on
and
that.
And it has my name.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is going to ask you to create a password. You have to create a new password so that you can sign up over here.
Okay, hold on one sec.
Sure.
I want to put you on the speaker.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Click yes, I got the password.
Awesome. So once you create the password, it's going to log you into the portal. So once you are logged in, let me know once you are moving forward with the password.
Okay. My computer's a little slow today.
Sure, no worries. I am here.
All right. Right, nothing's happening. Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I've got a new page.
Yep, awesome.
That has on the top list board.
Yep, on that top list, you will be able to see an option which says messages or inbox. Do you see that?
Messages, yeah.
Yep, you have to click on messages.
All right.
All right, once you click on messages, you will be able to see an option which says a thread basically which says welcome on board. Do you see that?
Well, it's loading the messages now. Hold on. Welcome
sure.
on board, yeah. All right.
Yep. You just have to click on that welcome on board. That is basically the heading of the email, the message. So once you click on that welcome on board, it is going to open the whole
uh-huh.
message that I sent to you. Do you see that message now?
Oh, you're Josh Baker?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we're working with you. Feel free
yep.
to reach out for any queries, et cetera. Okay.
Awesome. So in this email, I have sent you two forms as well. Do you see those two forms in the attachment below?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Awesome. So once you, what you have to do is you just have to download these two forms. And also, I would need these two forms to be filled out by you. And also, I would need the manuscript that you have on your end. So what we are going to do from our end is that we are going to be starting to work on your project as soon as you submit these three things to us. So my team, my writing team, they're going to be working on the draft. They're going to be making the editorial changes, whatever the suggestions they would be having. And they will be sending you the report, the first report, within the next 7 to 8 business days. It's the first report that usually takes this long. But as we move forward to the next report and moving onwards, that is only going to take 4 to 5 business days. So it's only the first draft that is going to take 6 to 8 business days. But moving onwards, the next report and the next set of edits will take 4 to 5 business days. And just to add on to this, once I send you a draft, you will have to go through that. And only once you approve, then only we are going to be moving forward with the next draft.
Okay, I got a problem because my my phone is about to run out of juice. Hold on.
Sure, sure.
And hopefully I can do this. Yeah. Okay, we're safe now.
Awesome.
All right, so I kind of got lost because I was worried about the phone. This two Word documents, the cover and the editing services, you say I should print those, and then what?
So once you download these forms, you just have to fill out these forms and reply back to me. So let me guide you how you can reply back to me. Just below these documents, do you see an option which says add reply?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't, but my computer's giving me problems.
Sure, take your time. I'm here.
All right, hold on one sec. Let me...
Sure.
Okay. My computer seems to have locked up.
No worries, I'm here.
Well, it takes a long time for me to recycle, and I can't get it going. Eventually I'm going to have to print out both of these.
No, you don't have to print them out. You don't have to print them out. You just have to download that. And once you download it, you will be able to fill out that form on Microsoft Word. So once you download it and open it, you will be able to edit that form on your computer only.
Then I don't know what the hell you want me to do.
So once you fill that form out, I want you to reply back to the same message.
No.
Go ahead.
I see two Word documents, book cover and Penguin book editing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I download all. Let me try that.
Yep. You have to click on download all.
I don't know what... It's not doing anything, but there, wait a minute. A network change was detected.
It could probably due to a slow computer or a slow internet, which is why it might be taking some time to load.
Well, it's not doing anything.
Okay, just give me one second. Let me try sending you an email. Just give me one brief minute. Were you able to download them? Did it proceed forward?
I don't know. Something's going on, but I'm not sure what.
Can you go to your computer's documents and the download section? Can you check your downloads of the computer and check if you see any two files downloaded over there?
Word documents?
Yep.
Well, that doesn't seem to be working either. Hold on. Word is not responding. Huh? Wait a minute.
Sure, I'm here.
All right. Word is not responding. and it is doing weird things. There's something here called Prospect Editorial Review Report.
That would not be it. The forms that I sent, those are different. Those are Penguin Book editing forms.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, let me do one thing. Let me send you the files on your email. Just give me a minute. I'm sending it to you on your email.
All
Okay, I have sent you the email from my end. Kindly check your junk and spam folder once.
My what?
I have sent you the email just right now. Can you check your junk and spam folder once?
Yeah, hold on.
Sure.
Welcome on board. I see the forms.
Yep. You need to download these
book
two forms.
Alright, where am I going? Right now I'm not prepared to put them away anywhere.
I'm sorry,
my
come again.
I'm not prepared to put them away anywhere.
Okay, no worries. So I can give you a call tomorrow. You can let me know whatever time best suits you. I can give you a call tomorrow once you have everything ready.
What do I have to get ready?
Okay, all you have to do is let me guide you what you have to do once your computer is up and running. You just have to fill out these two forms that I have sent you.
One problem is my computer's not a new one. But in order to print anything out, I've got to use the computer. I do a lot of things on the iPad.
No. You don't have to. You can use your iPad to open the same files. You'll be able to open them over there.
No, I know, but what about printing it?
No, you don't have to print it. You just have to fill it out and send it to us. So you can just open this file and just type that. What I meant by filling it is you can just edit this, add the information, and send it back to us. So once you edit this and send the information to us, that is all that we need. You don't have to print it out.
Okay.
So you just have to fill these two forms out, send them back to us, and also you would need to send us the manuscript, the book that you have, so that we can start the editing.
I already sent a copy, but you want a copy.
Yep, I would want
right?
the copy of your book so that we can proceed forward along with these two forms.
Okay, so you want both. Wasn't there a third form you said? Both forms?
No. What I am saying is that you would need to send these two forms and the manuscript of your book.
Right. Okay.
Yep. That is all that I would need.
Okay. All right. The manuscript is it's chapter by chapter. It's not created as a book.
Yep, that is fine. You can share the chapter by chapter, and we will have it formatted.
Okay, all right. So you want both these forms, I say it's questionnaire.
Yep, both these forms and also the chapter by chapter manuscript that you have.
Okay. All right. I'll get it done. What time do you go to work tomorrow?
Sure. I will be here from 9 a.m. Pacific till 6 p.m. Pacific. So you can share it with me during those times.
9 to 6. Where are you located?
We are based in New York, and we just align our time with the clients as well.
Okay. So many questions I don't know how to answer.
In case you face any confusion, you can always call us, and we'd be happy to assist you. I will be dropping my number in your message as well.
I understand. So I've got that in the forms, cover the book. 9 to 6, okay, Pacific time. Okay, very good. I'll get you this stuff tomorrow morning.
Sure, sounds great.
Person. I'll get
Sure,
do you need both forms and a copy of the book? Okay.
Yep, that is correct.
Right. Okay. Awesome. Fair enough. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Would there be anything else?
I don't think so. That's all that you need, no. Your name again was?
Josh Baker,
okay. All right, Josh, thank you.
You're most welcome, but at any point, any assistance, reach out to me.
Yeah, the phone number again was 200, or what was the number?
Yep, you got that right. It's
218-300-9881. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Sure. Sounds great.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep.
Bye-bye.